This is WSKG News. State funding for grade schools tends to garner a lot of attention, but colleges and universities also depend on state money. And states have vastly different track records when it comes to how they support higher education, according to a new set of report cards. Solveig Wastvedt has more.
The advocacy organization Young Invincibles graded states in five categories, including state aid to students and education as a state priority. New York ranked number 2 with an A grade overall. Still, SUNY Brim Community College President Kevin Drum isn't happy.
There appears to be little to no attention paid to community colleges in the report card, and unfortunately that's not new. Often when national data is shared about higher education, the community college numbers are not separated out because they're quite different, of course, from the four-year sector.
Drum says while New York's four-year public colleges are affordable, the state's community colleges are much more expensive than the national average. He attributes that to a lack of state funding. SUNY recently sent a new community college funding request to the legislature. Over the border in Pennsylvania, things look pretty different. The state got an F overall, ranking 40th in the country.
Frankly, it's just not a major priority with state policymakers, and this transcends any single administration.
Ron Cowell directs the Harrisburg-based Education Policy and Leadership Center. He says student aid is the one area where Pennsylvania does well. The state got its only A in that category. Cowell says things are unlikely to change for Pennsylvania higher education anytime soon. Newly elected Governor Tom Wolf has so far focused on reforming the state's troubled K-12 funding model. For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt.